That is not Bob Edwards. That's an elephant recorded by the National Geographic Radio Expeditions team in the Central African Republic. They were covering a field scientist who works there, an American woman who has made a life for herself as both a researcher at and guardian of a remarkable forest site for elephants. NPR's Alex Chadwick reports.
Hello, listeners. In your cars, going to work or school, and you at home on your daily routines. Here we are in the middle of Africa with an American woman named Andrea Turkala. She had a childhood a lot like yours and mine, and she grew up to become an elephant researcher. This is her daily routine. To get from her camp to an unusual clearing where elephants gather, you hike through the forest and wade across a swamp every day. To keep your hiking sandals from clogging, go barefoot. I did. In places, the swamp bottom feels underfoot like wet straw. It's actually a waterlogged mat of decomposed elephant turds. Barefoot. Up ahead, a trail disappears into the rising forest. A trail first made by the creatures that lured Andrea Turkala here 11 years ago. Forest elephants.
I never thought of them being anything more than sort of animals, but they're highly conscious and very emotional animals. And because of their behavior, I think a lot of people are drawn to them because, I shouldn't say this, they're human-like attributes.
You shouldn't say that. Why?
Because people get very down on this idea of animals having consciousness because it would open a whole bunch of Pandora's boxes about how we treat animals for experimentation, for forming part of our diet. I mean, I'm not way over on that side, but I can appreciate these animals for what they do every day, and they are highly conscious, and they have good memories, and they never cease to astound me on a daily basis.
The elephant clearing in a reserve managed by the World Wildlife Fund in the southern Central African Republic is a fragment of African jungle that somehow remains wild. You can hear it.
It's getting worse now with the pressure of population of people moving into the area and also logging. But it still is a pretty amazing place for forest elephants. Probably the least disturbed in Africa.
This place is?
Yeah.
Why is that?
The inaccessibility, the disease. I mean, sleeping sickness once wiped out 60% of the people in this area until the French eradicated it. So there's sort of the biological controls that kept people out of here. But now we don't have those controls because we have roads, we have cars, we have automatic weapons.
She came to Africa with the Peace Corps in the late 70s. With her husband, wildlife biologist Mike Fay, the subject of an earlier radio expedition on his walk across the Congo Basin. They're still married, but see each other rarely. Now a researcher for the Wildlife Conservation Society, Andrea hires local workers and guides, but is pretty much on her own.
C'est bien reçu, à vous.
There's a radio to call for help. But often the calls are from others wanting her to help them with something. Years ago, a field scientist told her if she meant to stay here, there had to be something she wanted to come home to, her own camp. So she has solar power and a generator and email by satellite. But these things can seem like modern intrusions on the elegant, simple camp she built. Centered on a two-story, open-walled pavilion with a palm frond roof. In the heat and clamor of the forest, its shaded space is cool and still as a chapel refuge. Eden would feel like this. Except when things go wrong, as they do, when armed men appear, as they have, to rob and who knows what.
Fortunately, one of my trackers, Cecily, told these people I had a gun and I wasn't alone, which was the best thing anybody could have said. And they ran off.
Do you have a gun?
No. The problem with a gun is you'd have to carry it all the time because that's basically the first thing that would be stolen. and you don't want another gun floating out there in the area.
You're living in this camp in the middle of the forest?
Mm-hmm.
Without a gun?
Without a gun, no. It's Africa is a continent of wits. It's always wits. And I feel pretty empowered because I can usually use my wits to get through things.
Andrea tells this story one morning as we sit by the pavilion in this comfortable place she made, pouring the concrete, raising the beams, sweating. But now she wears a stylish moss green shirt and off-white casual shorts. Both look fresh laundered. Her dark hair is pulled back above her unlined face, its good features like bas-relief on a Roman coin, and so calm, you'd think this comes easily. It doesn't. Even with a master's degree in education, Andrea Turcalo is not a formally trained scientist. She's run this forest elephant study for 11 years, but with all that data, she barely appears in academic literature. She's alone, and running the camp, gathering the data, scaring off the poachers, it's all almost more than even she can manage.
That's my weakest point in life, the writing and raising money. I have a very difficult time promoting myself because I think this is just what I do. But I think that's an operating difference between men and women. I think men have more of a flamboyant style than women. We tend to share. There's not a hierarchy like you see in men. And I see that every day in the bi with elephants. The females tend to just get on with it with the young and provide, whereas the males always have to have it. There's always an issue.
We're at the clearing where the elephants come. A big male, the biggest here, is guarding a wallow rich in the minerals the animals like. It's maybe 50 yards away. Others approach. He doesn't let them near until a young female wanders over. Her sleek hide is an even slate gray. She has long eyelashes and knows how to use them. He makes room. And there they are, wallowing, gurgling, side by side. This is the kind of interaction Andrea Turcalo records in her notes and on film or tape as well. Gradually, her work is gaining more recognition. A new study project came in a couple of years ago, so she plans to stay. A good thing for the elephants. People who know the area say that if she left, the logging companies would soon get that old forest around the clearing, and then the elephants would be gone too.
In a lot of ways, these animals have sustained me through a lot of the emotional stuff that's gone on in my life, and at least I've had that to cling to. Now it's not easy, but I think I've always chosen a different path, probably a more difficult one, because I think it makes me feel more connected to people, and I don't want to lose my humanity, and I think Africa does that to you. It connects you to people. I mean, you see the real problems of humanity here, and I think that's sort of a fix for me. In Africa, there's something here that grabs you. It either grabs you or you flee, but I've definitely been infected by this continent.
Researcher Andrea Turcalo, who still doesn't publish enough. But some days, the most important thing in the world is the fuel pump on the truck. For Radio Expeditions in the Central African Republic, this is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.
Radio Expeditions is a co-production of NPR News and the National Geographic Society.